Hi everyone, it's Sunday the 8th of July and I'm talking to you from Brighton in England. As a result, you might hear some seagulls in the background. The seagulls here are absolutely the biggest seagulls I've ever seen in my life. They're about twice the size of the ones we have back home, and they're very noisy, and in fact they seem to stay awake for a large amount of the night, which I don't know why that is. I guess they're kind of semi-urban birds or something, so I'm not sure when they sleep. Anyway, it's Sunday evening and everybody here's pretty sad because Andy Murray lost in the Wimbledon final, but nevertheless, at least he's the runner-up, so that's something for them, and hopefully he'll do better soon. Brighton. Now, what can I tell you about Brighton? It's the most amazing, delightful surprise. I can't believe that I've never been here before. I've been to England four times, but never to Brighton. And it's just captivated me. It's by the seaside, as I've said. It's a very arty sort of place. The closest I can think of is sort of like if you imagine English St Kilda, but without the sort of sleazy, seedy prostitution heroin addicts that are visible. I'm not saying there's none of that here. I imagine there is, but it just hasn't been so visible. You know, it's such a surprise. It's just the right sort of size to be interesting. Filled with all these little laneways that have loads of independent shops, lots of independent clothes shops, jewellers, secondhand kind of flea markety places, fantastic restaurants. There's a really strong theatre scene here, and you see lots of kind of obvious theatre characters around town. And of course, it's got the charm of the British seaside with its long, beautiful, historic pier with amusements all along and of course, an incredibly rocky beach. I'm going to post quite a few photos with this podcast because I think that's the best way to tell you a little bit more and give you a feel of the place. But the beach is just amazing. You just absolutely could not walk on it in bare feet because it would cause agony. You know, like it's got rocks that are the size of golf balls. So I now understand why the Brits, when they come to Australia, make the mistake of marching onto the beach in their shoes and socks, and also why they like deck chairs. Having said that, since we've been here, we've had quite a lot of rain, but we've also each day had blue sky breaking through. And of course, as soon as it does, they all rush onto the beach and sit there and in their groups and enjoy it. And what do English children do at a beach like this? How do they have fun? Well, no, they can't possibly construct anything that will stay up out of these rocks. And so what they do is they chuck them into the sea and try to make the biggest splash. I'm so delighted to have discovered this place. And one special addition that I found wandering in the laneways was a letterpress shop that sells lots of woodblock and actually runs workshops and things. So I'm planning in the future to return and actually go to a workshop here. So I'm going to run out of time. So I'll say goodbye. Next we have